We are going to continue on with HTML. Was anybody here that wasn't here on Tuesday? Oh, good. Okay, make friends with the person sitting next to you. Okay, what we did is we went over the fact that my website is at www.pgrosser.net. And your class is CIS 120. And so if you click on that, you will see everything about the class. And I'll go over some stuff with you in the 15 minutes between classes if you want to stay. But that's the information for the course. Okay? Right now, what we're doing is HTML. And the HTML that we looked at last time were the first five. Well, I skipped link page, so I went down the first six, but I skipped one that I'm going to look at today. Okay, so I'm going to start out now looking at image, and I will reiterate a little bit what we went through. So I'm going to be clicking on HTML5 CSS image, okay? And the person sitting next to you is going to help you get there. Okay, so this now has an image on it. Okay, so here's my web page, and it has an image. Now, to see the code, I click on View Page Source. Okay. And View Page Source. Okay. What did I just do? I don't know what I just did. I wasn't paying attention, I guess. Okay, and this is the code that generated that. Okay, so this is the code that made that page. So I start out just to review. Okay, just to review, I start out. The first line within the tag of less than and greater than, all of the commands are within the less than greater than tag. And the first one is explanation.doctype.html, which tells the browser not only that you're going to be using HTML, but that you're using the most current version, which is actually HTML5. So it will then use that in the browser to resolve your page. Then I start with the actual HTML, and this is the HTML tag, and down at the bottom I'm closing the HTML tag with a slash in front. That slash closes things. Within the HTML I have two basic things, the head and the body. Okay? The head, I've got two things in. I've got title. And the title appears in the top left-hand corner. And the title goes title, introduction, and then the close title tag with the slash on it. So I have the title tag, I write the word that I want to be the title, and then I use the close title tag. Then I get into style, and the first examples that we looked at Tuesday did not have style. This one does. And I'll come back to the style in a minute. But the style and the close style are also within the head. Then I have the body. And the body talks about what I actually want to put up on the page. So I have the body tag, and within it I have a paragraph tag. P stands for paragraph. And that's my paragraph tag. and I start writing a paragraph, and then I decide I really want to skip down two lines. I want to skip a blank line and then write on the line below that. So I put in two BRs. BR stands for break. And BR is very much like hitting the enter key on your keyboard. It just moves you down a line. So I have two BR tags, which means skip down a line, skip down another line. So that ends up leaving a blank line, yeah.
So when you do open BR and the closed BR bracket, that's one.
Okay, this is just one BR. BR is one of those things that doesn't have a close.
Okay.
Okay, HTML has four or five things that don't have a close, and BR is one of those.
Okay.
Mainly because I'm not including text in between it.
Okay.
Like a paragraph, I'm including text in between.
Okay.
So the BR just means skip down a line, and because I wanted to skip down two lines, I did the BR twice.
Okay.
And that skips me down two lines. Then I continue the paragraph. Now I'm going to make an ordered list, da-da, and you can't see it unless you pull it over, but I've got a closed paragraph there. Okay, so if I pull this over, there's the closed paragraph. And while I'm at it, I will capture it. So then I said, okay, now I'm adding the new thing for the day, or for the first new thing. I'm putting in an image. And notice I said image SRC for source. So the tag is image. And then I have the SRC. Image is another one of those tags, actually, that doesn't have a close. So I've got image source equals CISA GIF. Okay, so the name of this image is CISA GIF. Now, the way I did this, I do not have an address on the image. So it expects the image to be in the same directory or folder as the page. So I save the page in a folder or directory, I should put the image in that folder or directory as well, so that it can find it, because notice there's no address information. And so if there's no address information, it looks in the same folder that the page is in, and says, oh, it must be there. Okay, if it isn't, it gives up. Okay, it's not going to check everything, it just gives up. So if you want to put in an image that is someplace else, you have to give a whole address there. Okay? But for the purposes of this course, I'm going to say I want you to just put the image in the same directory. And you can copy an image. Okay, so if I come over to my image here, and I say copy image as, or save image as, rather. So I come over here and did a right click and say save image as. It's going to let me save the image. Okay, so you can take an image that you have out on the web and say save image as. And I want to go in. And put that there. Okay. So I've got the image saved. If I continue on with that, save image as, it then comes up with the name of the image. Okay, here's the name of the image. I can pick over here where I want to save it, and I can just save it. And it will be saved in whatever folder I put it into. Okay. So notice it comes up as save as type GIF image, so it knew it was a GIF. And it's saving it as CISA. Okay. So that's how I can get an image on my page. Then I came down here, and a repeat from yesterday, I have an audit list, or Tuesday, I will continue to call, yesterday, the last day I met with you, so, okay, yesterday doesn't really mean Tuesday, Wednesday, it means the last day I saw you. Okay, so yesterday, I had an audit list here, and within the audit list, I put three list items. LI stands for list item. Okay, and I have a blank line there for no good reason. So LI stands for list item, and the three go in the row. Notice that that blank line makes absolutely no impact. It doesn't end up being a blank line. If I want a blank line, I gotta use BR. Okay, it does not make a blank line simply because I left a blank line when I wrote the code. I could have a blank line all over the place here after everything and it would be the same. Okay, then beneath that I have a UL, which is an unaudited list. And notice the difference. An audited list goes 1, 2, 3, an unaudited list goes dot, dot, dot. Okay? So an unaudited list doesn't have the numbers, it has dots instead, buttons, whatever. And the audited list has the numbers. So then after we did this, I went back on Tuesday and said, okay, now let's talk about style. I want to make the body, everything in the body, have a color of red, meaning all of the text will have a color of red. And then I said, okay, now the paragraph, I want to handle the paragraph some way. I want it to be centered, text aligned center, and I want it to have a font size double the original. 2EM gets me double. And then I said, okay, the LIs, I want to be green. I said I wanted everything to be red, but now I've changed my mind. I want the LIs to be green. And so it takes my mind change as green. In other words, it takes the thing that is most specific, and that wins over the general thing up here at the top, which said color red. That's general. Then I say specifically, LIs should be green, that wins. And those will be green. Now again, the style is written that I pick the tag and put it out here. Then I enclose the things that I want to do for that tag inside curly braces. Then I take a word like color, which means font color, and that is a CSS word. I can't make one up here, I have to use CSS words. And I say color red. Down here I said text align, colon, center, semicolon. So I put the text align, which is what I want to do. I put a colon, and then I use the word center, and then I say, okay, I'm done with that line, so I put a semicolon. And then I move down and say the font size, colon, 2EM, which means double, semicolon. Now I'm done with the paragraph, so I close the curly brace. Yeah?
The size of the font, 2EM, like, is there a scale of, like, maybe 4EM to 5EM?
You can say font, no, yeah, probably that would work, too. But you can also go look up at W3 Schools and see, font. So if I go in here to W3 Schools, and I told you that W3 Schools, well, actually, I'll just go to, I will just do font size. Font size HTML. Or a font size, actually, CSS. And there's the font size property at W3 Schools. So if I just say I want font size for CSS, it comes up, and there is my font size, okay? So I can use the 100%, or you can also use font size small. There's a whole bunch of different ways you can manipulate font size. Okay. So if you go here, it will show you the different ways. So font size, whatever the standard is, and I should know that, but I don't. Font size 100% would be getting me the standard, so this is the standard. Font size 200% is getting me the same as 2EM. Okay. So that W3 Schools is a great place to go and just put it in. And even if I don't know what I'm looking for, you know, if I go in and don't have the hyphen in there, I still think it would probably come up all right. So font size, CSS, came up with the same things. So, okay, I want to deal with my font. I want to deal with the size. How do I do that? If I just type in font and then size and then CSS, I'm going to get stuff that will tell me how to deal with it.
Question.
Thank you.
Okay, so now what I want you to do is go and add an image onto your page that you did last time. And for those of you who weren't here last time, I basically want you to have a page kind of like this, so try to create a page like that. Again, when you're creating a page, you create it in Notepad or Notepad++. Once you have written it in Notepad or Notepad++, you save it with a .html extension. This is it. You save it with a .html extension. And then you can open it in a browser to see the results. And if you go to Firefox and hit Control-O, it lets you open. You can also ask for a menu bar. If you like the menu bar, you can go into Firefox, and I think you can, I'm not sure whether you can do it in Chrome or not. If you go into Firefox, right click up at the very top and pick menu bar, you're going to actually see a menu bar. I'll be there in a second if you had a question.
I was just going to ask, I can't find like F++ on my computer.
It's under Windows Accessories.
How do I get there?
Click on the thing down here to choose. Okay. If you want Notepad. You come over here and click on that. Okay. Okay, so wait a minute. Did you find it?
No.
Okay. Come over and click on this. The little four things.
Yeah.
And then scroll down to Windows Accessories. Come on, I can do this. That's not what I wanted to do. I want to scroll down. Anyway, if you can make it scroll, more power to you. This time I did. Windows Accessories, and there's Notepad.
Oh, all right, so, but that's just like the regular one. It's fine if we use that instead of the plus plus.
Right. Notepad plus plus, I think it's just under N. There it is, Notepad plus plus.
Oh, you have to download it?
Oh,
okay.
Notepad, you're going to have to actually type everything.
Yeah.
Well, Notepad plus plus is available here. You may have to download it at home, but we've got to download it here, and it's under the N's. So there's Notepad plus plus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, in the lab, it's available. At home, you gotta, I don't know whether you have to download it or not. I can't remember.
Yeah, and even like in this computer, it doesn't show in the ends the Notepad++.
Try logging for a long one.
Huh?
Log into the right person.
Okay.
The
A?
Yeah, the K building.
Oh, you have to log into that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
So in the meantime, can you find Notepad all right?
Yeah, I got it.
The more work, the better, though.
Okay, you have
a question. That's right. No more interest in what I'm doing in class. Well, can you, yeah, it's like pretty much like I just go home with the source of the rights.
Which one?
Yeah, so like I just.
I know, right?
Yeah, we're just creating that.
Okay, no, that was good. That was good.
No, this is the one.
What's the Bowman Beyond next one?
I opened this, it was activated. And so then I went into my own.
That's good.
Yep, and then changed like a few things, like creative work and stuff like that.
You create that for it, and then you need to create the money.
Hold on.
I would again strongly suggest that if you went here Tuesday, that you listen to the audio and look at the smart board. Okay, you can go to my website.
Once you like type all the things.
And look down the side, see the audio and the smart board. Yeah.
Question for you.
Yep.
So if I was gonna do this side, I think that's outside of the information.
Yeah, it should. The other thing I should mention is Eric is the student instructor, PI, whatever, for this class, and he'll be here at 2:00 today. So if anybody that wasn't here wants to come for help, or anybody wants to come for help, he'll be here at 2:00. Again, if you have any, need any help, Eric's here to help during class as well as at 2:00. So if you have questions, put up your hand. And if he doesn't, okay, you've got a question. Just to prove.
I'm just trying to open, because this is the page I made last class.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to open the notepad to like, so I can edit it.
Oh, okay. The next example I'm going to look at is centered image. So it's right below image is centered image. And now I am centering the image. Okay. And so if you want to center the image, this is what I wrote for image. Okay. Notice, by the way, and I left this in here, I changed the top two things to headers and made them header one and header two instead of a paragraph. When I did that, I meant to take out the paragraph, but I didn't. I left in the closed paragraph. Notice it gave it to me in red to let me know that I've got an error. Didn't do any harm, doesn't change anything. Since I didn't have a paragraph, it just ignores it.
But that red there simply means that why do you close the paragraph when you never opened one? And I didn't ever open the paragraph. Because I changed these to H1 and H2 and gave the H1 a text-align center color blue and H2 text-align center, but I kept the default color of red. For the image, I put in these three things. Display it as a block. Margin left, margin right are both auto. And for some reason, that means to CSS, make them the same size, and therefore the image will go into the middle. Okay? So those three lines mean that my image will get centered. These will center the image. So that's centering the image. So try centering your image. And again, if you run into problems, that's what we're here for. Actually, I'm going to take attendance today. Attendance doesn't mean anything. It just helps me keep track of who's here and who isn't at the beginning. Attendance is optional because this is a student option class, which means you can either be here or doing it online. So the attendance doesn't mean anything, but I still like to keep track. Okay, as people have experimented with images.
How do you center the image again?
Display is a block. Okay, look at my example that says center image. If the example is called center something, can't read it. Display under image, you take the image, which is a tag, and put it up here. And then you say display colon block, semicolon, margin hyphen left colon, auto semicolon, margin hyphen right colon, auto semicolon. And the auto is apparently telling it that it wants an equal left and right margin. And an equal left and right margin will mean that it gets centered. Thank you. Okay. The next one that we're going to look at, I'm going to go back to the link page that I skipped. Now we're going to look at those. I'm kind of skipping around a little bit, but I'm going to go back to the link page. So, link page has two links on it. One of which works, one of which does not. Okay. So here is my view page source. Okay. And my view page source for a link gives me, this is what I write. I write a hreference equals, and then I get the name of the page that I want to link to. So I write a as in anchor, and then hreference equals, and I put the name of the page in quotes. Then I close the A quote. So here is the tag for the A. The A goes over to here. Okay, so I'm closing that. So that closes the A. Then I put the words in. And I do a close of the whole tag A. And then I do a BR. What that does is tell it it's a link, and when it shows up on the page, it will show up with blue with an underline, which is the symbol that it is a link. Now, the important thing here is, okay, the important thing here is that I have not put any address information in. And we'll look at address information, how to do addressing in a minute. But I haven't put address in. So, like an image, it is expecting this page to be in the same folder or the same directory. If you don't give address information, it assumes that you're talking about the same folder or the same directory that the page is in. So as long as these pages are in the same directory, it's going to work just fine. But if they're not there, I get an error, which is why I left it that I am getting an error. Okay, so another page works. It brings up a page. New page does not work. So the one that I called new page was not in the directory. It couldn't find it, it brought up an error. And yours will bring up a standard error. I happen to have a special error set up, but yours would bring up just the standard error sheet. Okay, so it tells me that I've got an error. So if the page is not in the same directory, I will get the error. And again, the way I do this is ahref equals, and then I put the page name inside the quotes, okay, and that's the A. The hreference is inside the A tag. The hreference is inside the A tag. Then I write what will on the screen, whatever I want to appear on the screen, like another page, new page. I write whatever I want to appear on the screen. Then I close the A. Again, these two are the A tag. The A reference is inside the A tag. Then I write what I want to see on the screen, and then I do a close of the A. Okay? If I do not put any address information, it will assume in the same folder or directory. not, you need address information. So that's how you can make a link. Okay, and now I have to convince it to take this away. And I would love to know why it breaks it up the way it does, but it does. Done. Okay, now I want to look at more links, which is down near the bottom. I've skipped table and centered table. I'll get to them in a minute. I want to look at more links. Okay, so these are the links that I have. And if I do the view page source, and I think I'm going to open Notepad and copy that in there so I can make it bigger. Okay, so here's the some different approaches that I can take. First of all, that first ramp says link to the CIS 120 page. I gave the entire address of where that page is. So I said, you will find that page at http://. www.pgrosser.net/pfgcis120.html. That's the entire address to find the CIS 120 page, starting with the HTTP. Okay, so that is the entire address. So every page I want to link to, if I want to give the entire address, I can give the entire address. And this will give me the entire address, and it will link to that page just fine. Okay, so if I click on this, it links to that page. And notice the address of that page. www.pgrosser.net/pfgcis120.html. So it links to that page just fine. Okay, so now the next one says link to a file in a subfolder. So out on my website, this is the folder that I'm in. So right now, if I look at this, I'm in www.pgrosser.net. Underneath that, I'm in the CIS17 directory. Underneath that, I'm in the HTML directory. And underneath that, I'm in the HTML5 directory. And this page is HTML, it's hard to read, but this page is HTML5, morelinks.html. That's the name of the page. Okay, so that's my directory setup so far. Now I decided that I am therefore sitting in HTML5. Okay, when I bring up this page, I'm sitting in HTML5, and this page is inside HTML5. Then what I decided to do is I wanted to make a subfolder, and there it is. Under HTML5, I'm putting another folder called sub-HTML5. So on this click, I am saying go to the folder which is underneath. I'm sitting in HTML5. Sitting here in HTML5, look for the subfolder called sub-HTML5. And in that folder, you will find that page. So that page is within that folder. Okay, so this page is in this folder. The page up here is within that folder, and apparently it doesn't work to the right. Is within that folder. Okay? So I'm saying go to the subfolder, and within the subfolder, you will find the page. Now, I could have written the entire address for that, in which case I would write http://pgrosser.net, CIS17, HTML5, sub-HTML5, slash the name of the folder, the name of the file, rather, the name of the page. Okay? So since I am sitting in HTML5, I don't have to give the entire address. I can just say, look inside, and you'll find this folder. But if I want to, I can give the entire address. If you are in CIS 121 or have taken CIS 121, they'll go over this kind of stuff a lot in there. For now, I would honestly suggest that you make the page you want to link to in the same folder as your page, and then it's easy. But if you decide you want to go someplace else, you either have to give the whole address, a partial address that will work, or you can just give the page name. And this is the page name in HTML5 that I'm sitting in. Okay, so this page name is also in HTML5. Questions? Does that make sense? That would involve somebody either nodding yes or nodding no. I got one yes. Questions? It's kind of, if you haven't played with this before, it's kind of a new concept. But again, you have the easy answer, which is if you put the page that you want to link to in the same directory as the page you're working on, then you don't need anything but the name of the page. You don't need any address information. Or if you want to link to a page, you can give the entire address, if that works for you. Questions? Where did the other part of that go? Neat. No? I just lost all my lovely little notes. There we go. I think I got them back. And I'm going to save this before I mess up. We got to figure out how I can erase better. Okay. And this is linked to a file in a subfolder, and there's the file. And that has two links back. So that says link to my home page is the whole address is http://www.pbrose.net. To link back to the previous page, to link back, I go dot dot and then put in the name of the page. And actually that should say link back to the previous folder. So it's going back and finding the previous folder. It's going in and finding, going back to the previous folder and looking for that page. So it's going back, dot dot means go back to the previous folder and look for that page. Okay, and it shouldn't have said back to the previous page. I didn't even notice that. Back to the previous folder or directory. So note the dot dot, which links back to the previous directory, which contains the page we're looking for. Okay, so dot dot means, okay, I'm down here, I want to go back one, and that's where I'm going to find it. So it just goes back one, and that's where it finds it. And you can get carried away with these dot dots and linking, and you can link all over the place if you play with this enough. Okay. Questions? Okay, take a few minutes and try linking to a page. Quite sure why that suddenly decided to behave. So try linking and get as daring as you want. If you want to put the page inside, a new page inside the folder, and the new page could be a copy of your other page. You make a copy of it and put it in there. And just save it under a different name or whatever. If you have questions, that's what Eric and I are here for. Ah, oh, come on, somebody's got to have a question. Okay, just one second. Tried to put it all in the div?
Yeah, and then I originally had... Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, do you have is that a table, though?
Well, no, that's just the image.
No, go back to... Okay, yeah, you're trying to move both the image and the table, not the list.
I have them as separate.
So you have them.
Okay. To get them to line up together. Here's how you do the center a table. Centering a table is, no, that's not the one.
Yeah.
Centered table. Okay, so the table margin auto and border, I just put a border in, but margin auto will do it with the table. But I think you're gonna, let's see what that does. Just margin auto on the table.
That's it. Yeah.
Did they both move in now?
Yes, right now. I was going to put the border, but there was none. Okay, so the list is...
The list is moved in.
Thank you very much.
So try the image then. My hesitation on that was if they weren't the same size, but they look like they're the same size.
Yeah, I changed the image to be the same size as the table.
All right. Because that's why if you didn't, they were going to...
Originally, the image was like twice the size of that.
Yeah, and then... Have you ever done this before?
Just around, it's like at home.
Okay, but you have played with it in the past.
Yeah, just played with it, that's it.
Okay, because you're certainly way past what I think one would have gotten out of Tuesday.
Yeah, I played with Java, and then HTML a little bit. So it's like it's kind of ready.
Yeah, so I go to the end. It's not like the whole thing, it's just like that. Yeah, it's a special thing.
Okay, questions? Have you got something linking or working? Okay, I'm going to look at the last two things, which are a table, and then you can experiment with that as well. Okay. It's not what I wanted it to do. Okay, this is a table, and the table contains some data. Okay, so my turn for a few minutes, and then you can go back to talking. This is a table, and notice there are two rows on the table, and two columns on the table. So I set up a table with two rows and two columns. The intersection between the rows and the columns is called a cell. So each row, in this case, has two columns, so there are two cells on the row. To set up a table, I come down here and I say table, and then I close table. Now, I want a border around my table. So in the style, I put table, border, solid, and thick. So the border around the table is going to be solid and thick. Okay, it is going to be navy blue because I made the body default color navy blue. So that means fonts and borders will be navy blue. Then at the beginning of the table, I put a TR tag, which stands for the rows. Okay, TR tag stands for the rows. And I put a TR, and then I put two TDs, which make the cells or the columns. So the first TD says, this is the first cell of the table. The second TD goes in the same row, and it has the image. Then I close the TR, because I'm done with the first row. On the second row, I start with a TR, and then I put in a TD. This is the second row, and the label is cell. And then I put in another cell that says, this is the second row, and the rightmost cell. And then I ended that TR, and I ended that table. Okay, so a TR makes a row, and the TD puts stuff on that row. And so two TDs mean I will have two cells. And it has to geometrically line up, okay? If you try to put three cells on one row and six cells on the other, you're going to get an interesting output, but not probably a very workable one. So table, and then TR for rows, TDs for the cells on the rows. And then I close the TR. After each TD, notice I close the TD. Okay. This particular slash that I have there is actually not needed. And I didn't know it was there until I looked at this, and I'll go back and try to take it out. What happened was, prior to HTML5, there was a version called XHTML. And XHTML wanted every tag to have both an open and a close. Well, BR and image don't have an open and close. So XHTML said, okay, we're going to take BR and stick a slash in there to make it have a face, open and close. And they did the same with image. They said, we'll have some stuff and then we'll have that fake slash at the end. I clearly copied this from XHTML, fixed everything else, and forgot to take out the slash. Notice it does no harm whatsoever. That slash in there has no value, but it also doesn't hurt anything. So that slash I should take out, but I didn't. And if I remember this weekend, I will take it out, but that's iffy, okay? Unless somebody sends me an email and says, remember, take out the slash. So that slash is not needed. It is a holdover from a previous version of HTML. Okay. Any other questions? Does the table make sense? Notice the TD has a thin border around it. So I said all the TDs, which are the cells, put a thin border. So the thick border is around the whole table, the thin border is around each TD, which makes it kind of look more like a table. You don't have to have any borders on them at all. It's totally up to you how you decide it looks nice. Okay, the one below that does nothing more than centering the table. So we're going to look at that as soon as I manage to erase everything. And so this one has centered table, so the table is now centered. And to do this, the difference is that I put margin auto on the table. So I just added margin auto. And the margin, essentially, the last one I had you do margin left auto, margin right auto. Margin auto kind of covers them both. So it means that the margins will be automatically the same and they'll cover them both. Okay? So margin auto got me the centered table. So, try putting in a table. Now, your homework is to write a page to introduce yourself. And it needs to include CSS. Okay. First of all, as I told you before, CSS, the course CSS, is included in this course. So CSS 101, or whatever it is, does not have to be taken if you're in this course. It is included in this course. One of the things that they want you to do is do a little investigation about learning style. So I've given you a few articles about learning styles, and a few articles about time management. So when you write this page introducing yourself, it has got to include some information about your learning style and how you plan to manage your time so you pass this course. can talk about other things too, but I'm mostly interested in how you're going to manage your time to pass this course. Okay, so include that in there, please. And then I want read the articles, take a quiz on the learning styles. That one, I put one up, or you can find one. Write a web page introducing yourself. It must be done with HTML that you write from scratch using Notepad or Notepad++. Include your name, include your major. If you're in the CIS major, what option you're in. A little bit about your background, what jobs you've had, is this your first semester? Goals and plans for after BC, what led you to come to BCC? I want a picture of yourself and learning style and time management. Okay? So that's what I'm looking for on your page. Okay, so your page should be basically include that information on it. Extra credit if you find interesting articles and include those and send me an explanation of them. And I'll also give you extra credit, and I will go back and add that if you use multiple pages. This does not require multiple pages. But if you put a link in, so you link to a second page and put some of the information on a second page, I'll give you extra credit for that as well. Okay, I'm done. Questions? Anybody got any questions?